With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. Law enforcement and family members are clashing over what they say killed a 16-year-old Crow girl who was found dead near an Interstate 90 rest stop earlier this week. An autopsy report released today after this story was reported lists Selena Not Afraid's cause of death as hypothermia. Yellowstone Public Radio News, Olivia Reingold reports.
A preliminary autopsy report says Selena Not Afraid, a Hardin High School junior who was found near an Interstate 90 rest area Monday, died of hypothermia, according to Bighorn County Undersheriff Eric Winburn. The medical examiner also found that there were no wounds, broken bones, or other signs of violence on Not Afraid's body. Not Afraid's family disputes law enforcement's findings. They believe her body was dumped. A toxicology report has not been completed yet and could take several weeks. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.
Olivia Reingold is Yellowstone Public Radio News Report for America Corps member. Montana's Attorney General has signed on to a letter saying the impeachment proceedings against President Donald Trump pose a threat to all future elections and establish a dangerous historical precedent. The letter sent Wednesday morning from 21 Republican state attorney generals urges the U.S. Senate to reject the two articles of impeachment approved by the House in December and dismiss the current trial. Wyoming is one of five states whose Republican attorney general did not sign on. Fox, who's running for the Republican nomination for Montana governor, tweeted, quote, "In short, the articles lack any reasonable evidentiary basis and are fundamentally flawed as a matter of constitutional law," end quote. The three candidates in the Republican primary race for governor in Montana will meet in their first full debate tonight. Corin Cates Carney reports.
U.S. Congressman Greg Gianforte, State Attorney General Tim Fox, and State Senator Albert Olszewski will face off at 7 o'clock tonight at the Billings Hotel and Convention Center. The event is hosted by the Yellowstone County Republicans and will be carried live on Community 7 television. Fox and Olszewski previously met in a forum in late November discussing jobs and the economy. Gianforte did not attend, citing family obligations the week of Thanksgiving. Gianforte holds the fundraising lead in the race with more than $780,000 in the bank. The Democratic primary race includes three contenders: Lieutenant Governor Mike Cooney, businesswoman Whitney Williams, and State House Minority Leader Casey Schreiner. The primary election is on June 2nd. I'm Corin Cates Carney, Montana Public Radio News.
A fire broke out early Thursday morning in Uptown Butte, gutting a historic building and ravaging several businesses. Nora Sachs has more.
The air smelled acrid with smoke, and there was broken glass strewn across the sidewalk this morning at the corner of East Galena and Main Street in Uptown Butte. While the historic two-story brick structure housing the Irish Times Bar, the Post Bar, and Muddy Creek Brewery is still standing, Butte Silver Bow Fire Chief Jeff Miller says,
"Really, the common attic space, the fire just ran the length of the building, and so it pretty much destroyed everything, you know, on the second floor. And what didn't get destroyed by the fire and the roof collapse, the water down below, so it was, you know, substantial loss here."
Miller says the fire department got the call just before 3 a.m., and firefighters tried to launch an interior attack. But because of the fire's intensity, it was unsafe to be inside, and the crew pivoted to spraying large volumes of water on it from the exterior. It took about 4 hours to get the fire under control. No one was injured.
It's terrible. It's a very nice old building, big part of Butte's history, you know. Yeah.
According to the Montana Standard newspaper, the building was originally built in 1922 to house the Butte Daily Post, where it was published for more than a quarter century. Butte's fire department says they are requesting the state fire marshal's assistance to investigate the cause of the blaze. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.
Three Blackfeet Nation members have filed a civil lawsuit arguing the Indian Health Service violated their treaty rights when it allegedly failed to prevent a former IHS doctor from abusing them. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports.
This is the first civil suit surrounding the Stanley Patrick Weber case. Weber was convicted of sexually assaulting boys on the Blackfeet Reservation in 2018 and on South Dakota's Pine Ridge Reservation in September. Peter Jancy is among the attorneys representing the three unnamed plaintiffs in the civil suit filed Wednesday in federal claims court.
They were patients of Dr. Weber's through the Indian Health Services. And they were each sexually abused by Dr. Weber in the course of that relationship.
All three plaintiffs are Blackfeet Nation members, now in their 30s, who say Weber abused them as children in the early 1990s. Weber was previously convicted of abusing one of the plaintiffs. Jancy says the plaintiff's rights under the U.S. government's 1855 treaty with the Blackfeet tribe were violated when IHS allegedly ignored warning signs about Weber's abuse on the reservation.
They specifically agreed that they would protect Blackfeet Nation members from depredations and the unlawful acts committed by white men residing in the reservation. That's the language of the treaty.
Jancy says court precedent supports their case, and while it's hard to put a price on his client's suffering, they're seeking $9 million in compensation.
And I think, you know, the literature, the scientific literature is pretty clear that victims don't get over child sexual abuse. This is something that stays with people for the rest of their lives.
IHS declined to specifically comment on the litigation, but issued a general statement saying the agency is working to revise its policies and procedures to, quote, ensure a safe environment for patients, end quote. However, a recent Inspector General report found that the implementation of the agency's new policies on reporting and preventing sexual abuse have fallen short. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Officials say a Montana airport has experienced a fifth consecutive increase in annual passenger numbers. The Independent Record reported nearly 283,000 passengers flew to or from Helena Regional Airport in 2019, a 1.7% increase over 2018. An official says the increase was smaller than previous years when additional flights or larger aircraft meant significantly higher numbers of travelers. In 2018, United Airlines added an additional Helena flight. Delta switched to larger aircraft at peak travel times, which added about 30,000 seats in 2017, an increase of about 11%. Officials say passenger traffic has increased 18.2% over the past 6 years. Peyton Butler, Montana Public Radio.